With the seasons changing and some fun getaways on my calendar, I want to spruce up my warm weather wardrobe. That's why I'm happy I found Quince. Quince offers clothing and accessories for women and also men, even kids and babies. Plus, Quince has housewares like organic duvet covers and shams and so much more. Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because Quince partners directly with top factories. They cut out the middleman and pass the savings on to customers like me and you. Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes, along with premium fabrics and finishes. What's not to love about that? So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/datingwhilegray for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/datingwhilegray to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/datingwhilegray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether we found the one or are still searching, romantic relationships can be stressful sometimes. And I've learned that when I keep my emotions bottled up, it starts to affect me negatively. I know that therapy is a safe space to get things off my chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing me down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, how about giving BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire so you can get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/datingwhilegray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/datingwhilegray.
My name is Dr. Carol Hughes, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in California in private practice. And I have my own therapy practice. And then alongside that practice, I work in the divorce field as a child specialist for minor and adult children and a family specialist and a mediator in a collaborative divorce process also. Those are both out-of-court processes that are family-focused.
Do you find adult children are hesitant to come in for help?
On the whole, no. I've only had a very few in the last 15 or so years that I've been working with the adult children to just not even reply like to an email or a phone call if the parents reach out and say that I'm a resource for them. But the vast, vast majority do come in either in person or we do phone sessions, Zoom, and they're very grateful. And they're grateful to know about the book now recently. It's just come out a couple years ago.
Can you go ahead and give me the title of the book?
Sure. It's called Home Will Never Be the Same Again, A Guide for Adult Children of Gray Divorce.
You know, I'm sure you've heard it say that couples should stay together for the sake of the kids or wait until the kids leave the nest before getting divorced. Do you have any professional thoughts on either one of those strategies?
I would say in my clinical experience, there's almost never that I could say the best time to divorce. And, you know, our legal system doesn't have any authority over the adult children. So the family lawyers are very easy to say, well, your adult children will be fine. The court doesn't have any jurisdiction over them anyway. You know, they're in their own life, blah, blah, blah. What the research shows, the little bit that there is on adult children of divorce, a gray divorce, who are already adults when their children divorce, let me clarify that, is that over half of them report it was, they think, even more profound than if they'd been younger. And the answer to the question why is that they've been in the family longer than the minor children. I mean, given that it's a the parents are trying to have a peaceful divorce, it's still, these adult children have 18, 20, 40, even sometimes 50 years. Some are 50 years old in the research, who have been part of this family for decades. And they say that it feels like their whole foundation just came apart. And that if they'd been 6, 7, 8, it would have given them more lifetime to adjust to it. That's the adult children's perspective. And it makes sense to me.
Okay, as the mother of two adult children of gray divorce, I'm heartbroken. You're making me want to cry. I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, but you know, this really resonates because I do think, I mean, I sort of was desperate to keep my marriage, but thinking, oh my God, I have to for the kids. And, but I guess staying married for the sake of just being married, that's not an answer either.
Exactly. Because what we know, this is a definite in my field, and there aren't a lot of definites in my field, is that what children grow up with as the model for the marriage makes a big impression on them. Where else do they learn about what marriage is? If the parents are role modeling an unhealthy relationship, that's the adult children's role model. And can they choose a different role model? Absolutely. But, you know, we absorb a lot when we're growing up. It's kind of like osmosis.
In your experience, are there typical emotions that adult kids of gray divorce experience, and are they different from younger kids?
That's a very good question. I would say in general, obviously adult children already have their lives going in one way or another, even if they're in college. You know, the college kids are looking ahead to their future, and they're not as dependent generally on their parents as minor children. So, you know, for minor children, their survival literally, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially depends on their parents. So that's a difference. But adult children often, if the parents rely too much on them emotionally, sometimes financially, then they're caught in between, you know, sometimes if they have their own children, you know, who am I loyal to here? What's my first loyalty? Is it my own family? If I'm already married in a relationship, even dating, or is it my parents who were there for me growing up? Again, generally speaking. So, but the loss, the grieving, think of it this way, anger sometimes at why couldn't you keep the family together? This isn't what I envisioned as an adult child. I wanted to be able to go back to the family home, share where I grew up. Again, generally speaking, for all adult children and minor children, and there are very few times I can say all in my field, but it's always a loss when the marital unit, even if it was a high conflict marriage, the parents were yelling and screaming, it's still a loss of that family unit. And it will always be a loss because the parents aren't together, right? I mean, it's just a loss. And do the children, minor and adult, have their own grieving processes and eventually get to a better place, but it's always a loss.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh, why did I pick this question?
But you know, there's a saying, and I forgot who said it in our field. I always like to give credit. Naming is taming. Oh, I remember now. It's a psychiatrist at UCLA, a researcher, and he's the one who said it. Naming is taming. So if we name something like, okay, I realize this is a loss. It's always a loss for me, even if I'm with a new significant other and I'm blissfully happy. If we're really honest, look inside, aren't we still sad, even if it was the worst marriage, that we weren't able to stay together and live that, quote, fairy book, Norman Rockwell, whatever, marriage. It's a loss. We just simply need to acknowledge it. And it helps us tame those feelings, the emotions that come with it. And just say, this is part of life. It's part of the tapestry of my life.
You have to save yourself before you save other people. But especially when you get to a certain age and you have been in a long marriage, it's like, oh my God, what am I thinking? What am I doing? Yeah.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, Laura, because it's important for the person, the parent, who does decide to leave the marriage for whatever reasons, to acknowledge that they have lost too, and maybe some guilt. Simply listening deeply is part of healing. So if the parents and adult children need to listen to their parents too, if all they do is listen deeply, they're part of the healing process for everyone that they listen to.
Dating While Gray is produced in partnership with North Carolina Public Radio. Find episodes and learn more about the show at datingwhilegray.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.